It'll be a second tournament week coming up for Winston next week when they go to the Osborne Tournament. Winston was able to win their second of two games at NCMC and have two wins so far this week as we visit with Eric Lewis, head basketball coach of the Redbirds. Your second game at NCMC was, first of all, a game that you were able to get added on, or maybe both parties for both schools got that added on. And I would guess that I know Winston wanted it. I assume Green City probably wanted it, and you were able to make a positive out of what was kind of a tough situation.
Yeah, it was iced out there a week and a half. It was originally scheduled to be a part of the Holiday Hoops, and when I saw they only had two games on the last day of New Year's Eve there, I contacted Steve Maxey, and then he contacted Green City. Next thing you know, we were the last game of Holiday Hoops, so great way to finish it out. You know, the thing with Green City is I'd heard they were quick and well-coached, and they didn't have a lot of size, but they tried to run the floor, and they tried to press, and they might even shoot the three. So, you know, it was kind of intriguing because that describes us in some way. So I think we were just a little more experienced than them. They were well-coached. I want to give Coach Fields, you know, a tip of the hat. He did a nice job with them. They were organized, and they screened together well. And his son, Devin Fields, was probably their tallest player, and he was a tough matchup for our post players because he likes to penetrate and he can shoot the three. So, you know, he dropped 11 on us, and we were up by 5 or 6 after the first quarter, but then from there on out they kind of hung around, and we just would win each quarter by 3 to 5 points and settled on a 22-point win. But it did push us, and it was a fun game. We had, you know, it was pretty balanced scoring, and again on the big show there on the college gym. And it was kids always like to play rather than practice, but it was enough of a challenge. We got some positives out of it, so it was a positive for us, Stuart.
Even if it was an opponent that was different than in LeBlanc and smaller, I guess, in school size, was it still a better played game from Winston's standpoint than what you had with LeBlanc?
Probably a little. I still felt when I went home that we were a little rusty. I thought overall we might have shot free throws a little bit better and handled the ball a little better. And I thought our conditioning was a little better, but we still had some Christmas rust showing. I figured that was our second game in 18 days. So it's only natural. I mean, the house isn't going to burn down because we were a little rusty over Christmas break. But we definitely found some things in the LeBlanc game and the Green City game that we needed to work on. So that was a good experience as why we participate in Holiday Hoops. It's just exciting for the kids to get to play some games then. Not every team wants to do that. I know, like, Stanbury didn't play in hoops, but, you know, their kids hadn't had a break between football and basketball, so different programs want to play over Christmas and some don't.
Tri-County was the game that was on Tuesday night, beat Tri-County. They have competed already against some teams that are on their schedule. They've been overmatched against some of the elite teams. I assume this might have been the case, too.
Yeah, they didn't handle our quickness very well. We were able to get out in transition. After one quarter, it was 32-5, and it was a great opportunity for us to play our entire bench. And I think we had most of the kids scored that night. We had a junior, Logan Caldwell, for the first time in his career, I think, had double figures, dropped 10. But Cy Youthy and Griffin Harris stepped up big and had 32 of our 71 points. There's a couple names you don't always hear. And Austin Rhodes also threw in 10. He's that one of his few times he's had double figures. So we had three different guys there step up and score for us. The Tri-County's young, and they stick with it. They had four boys score that night, and they have some improved numbers of where they've been in the last couple of years. So they can get it turned around. But for us, like you said, they were a little overmatched, and our starting group got to play probably quarter and a half. And then we backed it off and used it as a chance to play 7 or 8 other kids.
Tyne Avalon was last night part of the Osborne Tournament. Beat Tyne Avalon 250-127. Now, I don't know if their roster has turned over quite a bit, but this is a team that has given really good teams from Winston trouble in the past.
Yeah, you know, we had that was our closest call last year in the regular season where we had an overtime win on them. Late game win. I don't remember if it was overtime or not, but I know we had 3 or 4 starters out, and our bench saved the day last year, and we got a win only because we were 9 deep. But that wasn't the case this year. They still have 6'7", Luke Sharan in the post, and anytime in Class 1 basketball you've got a 6'7 kid, it creates some difficulties. And our senior post, Griffin Harris, That was his matchup on the night, and he did a great job fronting. She ran the whole night, and then the rest of the team was charged with weak side help and pressuring the passer. And I felt we did a good job. It was 15-0 after the first quarter. And, again, we started playing a lot of bodies. And we ended up getting a 24-point win or so. I mean, I think a lot of that was due to our substitution. But we had good bounce scoring again with Jacob Lewis and Sayusi and Griffin Harris all being in double figures. We set Craig, our point guard, starting point guard, out last night. He tweaked the knee a little bit the night before in practice. I think he's okay, but it was just a chance to rest him and kind of force some of our other guards to step up in a new position. That might pay off down the road if Craig were ever sick or in foul trouble, that somebody else has had some experience without him being on the floor.
Hey, Osborne's tournament is next week. I think you have Osborne in the first round. They're probably young to be in the category, but, you know, typically they are just a 15, 20 points better, I think, when they play on their home floor. I'm not positive they're going to be in that regard. I would say within the, you know, Osborne tournament, though, there are, you know, some sneaky teams that are out there that have a chance, you know, to have themselves a pretty good week. And there's a few of those that are in that category. Maybe Pattonsburg and I would guess Stuartsville would be in that to mix it. Probably the four teams that get to, you know, into the semifinals. So, in other words, it's not you by yourself, I guess, at that tournament.
That's true, Stuart. And, you know, you go one by one there. Polo has already, we played them earlier this year, and they played us as hard at the time as anybody all year. They played good GRC physical defense. They just had problems scoring, and I think Coach Pickrell will probably tell you that too. They missed some looks and didn't get some shots to go. Hopefully we contributed to that with our defense, but they definitely are a team to keep an eye on. Stuartsville has the Jaeger boy in the post, and he's probably maybe one of, if not the, one of the top two post players in that tournament. He's strong, he's explosive, he can take it to the rim hard, so that makes them immediately a threat. And then Pattonsburg, you know, they had a nice win at St. Joe Christian the other night, and Coach Jenkins is bringing that program along. Last year, you know, they were the young team that everybody was talking about making some strides. I think they're starting to get there this year, starting to get some wins. Their young talents come along, and they're seeing some success. So we definitely will be prepared and not take anybody for granted in that tournament, Stuart.
That's Winston head basketball coach Eric Lewis.